Last Tuesday, Outkick Library opened a new coffee kiosk where students can purchase coffee, snacks, and other types of drinks. This is a part of the expanded Library Learning Commons project Outkick is currently undergoing. The main goal of this project is to provide a permanent full-service coffee station for students to go to when they are at the library instead of having to leave. Currently, the library kiosk offers things like coffee, juices, fruit, salads, and snack bars. All the grab-and-go snacks are made in the kitchens on campus at the LBJ Student Center or at the DIN. There is a cashier present at the self-service station, and students can use cash, credit, or dining dollars to purchase these items. Director of Auxiliary Services John Root was the person who helped develop this coffee kiosk, and he says the library is looking for something above vending, like maybe adding an in-house coffee chain.
Maybe another Einstein's, or maybe not Einstein's, but something that has, you know, a full coffee program and maybe some light sandwiches, not anything with grills and frying and stuff like that. But when I say permanent, it would be maybe, and again, this is just long-range plans, but, you know, it'd be something more like where it would be sort of its own space with tables and all. And we're definitely interested.
This kiosk is only for the interim period of the Outkick renovation, and once the big project begins, they will move the kiosk somewhere else. Root says they are still trying to figure out where they would put the full-service coffee and snack station due to the heavy flow of traffic in the library.
Ideally, we would be in that space, like, sort of right as you come in the front doors, with the possible advantage of being able to service and have an entrance maybe from the exterior, so that if it is a more robust, something that people can enjoy, even if they're not coming into the library.
Root says the kiosk is doing very well so far and is glad the library is answering the customer demands. Root says he thinks the project will be finished in the next few years. For KTSW News, I'm Marcus Mingo.